Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Papageno's tri-state forecast, partly sunny, scattered thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Temperature in the lower 80s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 85 to 90. Saturday, changeable skies, windy and cooler. An afternoon shower, mid-60s. And on Sunday, partly sunny, breezy, 70 to 75. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Stories that we're following for you today. Lakeville woman has gotten 1 year for a fatal DUI crash. Victoria Merrill, 22, of Lakeville, was sentenced to 5 years, suspended after 1 year in prison and 3 years after an automobile accident resulted in the death of 16-year-old Shea Cohen of Falls Village. As a condition of her release during the suspended portion of the sentence, Merrill was ordered to coordinate with Mothers Against Drunk Driving, speak to teenagers about distracted and impaired driving, including driving under the influence of marijuana, cannabis, and the potential risk it poses to the public, and it's gained greater attention in Connecticut since retail and possession becomes legal. Merrill tested positive for marijuana use and admitted to police she was a regular user. Merrill was arrested 1 year after the crash for felony manslaughter, a charge reduced to misconduct with a motor vehicle under the terms of a plea agreement to avoid the trial. A Hudson Valley man allegedly trafficked in $1.2 million in drugs. 12 were indicted. 12 residents facing charges related to an alleged drug operation that flooded the Hudson Valley and Capital Region with cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and artificial Xanax pills. According to two indictments released Wednesday in Ulster County Court, the dozen, which included residents of Saugerties, Kingston, New Paltz, Wappingers Falls, and other northern areas, played roles in trafficking of more than $1 million worth of drugs in Ulster, Dutchess, and Saratoga counties. Some defendants were also accused of illegal possessing firearms, including assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. The first indictment contained 275 counts of various felony narcotics offenses. Christopher Polini, 39, of New Paltz, charged with operating as a major drug trafficker, which carries a maximum sentence of life in state prison if convicted. Also charged under that indictment were Ralph Banks Jr., 50, Thomas Colon, 60, and Nicholas Lasua, 31, all of Saugerties, Alton Countryman, 35, Tequila Countryman, 35, Kevin Drake Jr., 32, and Joshua Gildy, 21, all of Kingston, Julia Eaton, 34, of Gravesport, Zachary Valslack, 34, of Wappingers Falls, and Devin Wolney, 24, of New Paltz. Well, the Hotchkiss Library will announce the success of their capital campaign, Honoring the Past and Forging the Future, and the start of construction. The campaign, which is expected to raise about $1.5 million for the renovation and expansion of the library, raised $3.5 million by the close of the campaign. A press conference is scheduled for today in front of the library, 10 Upper Main Street in Sharon, at 11 this morning. The campaign was launched in 2020 to raise funds to restore, renovate, and expand the library, with particular attention to making the facility accessible to all and creating a community hub for information, education, and discourse. Given the outpouring of generosity from the community, the project's full vision for creating a library for the future can now be realized, according to library spokespeople. A Salisbury group is seeking input and approval for access to proposed housing over the town-owned rail trail. Access to a donated 5-acre parcel of undeveloped land earmarked for 18 to 20 affordable housing units near Salisbury Village will be the topic of discussion at two upcoming information sessions at a town meeting vote this summer. The East Railroad Street land being donated by adjoining property owner Jim Dresser to the Salisbury Housing Commission before the project can move forward with design work and planning and zoning permitting. The Housing Committee must first obtain access to land over the old railroad corridor for a driveway adjacent to the railroad ramble trail, also known as the rail trail, according to Peter Halley, co-president of the nonprofit Housing Commission. In order to obtain necessary access, they must have a town meeting and vote granting right-of-way along the town-owned railroad corridor. The required distance is 150 feet from the end of the pavement of East Railroad Street. Alley explained that the Housing Committee cannot undertake developing an architectural site plan without pre-development funding from the state, and pre-developed funding from the state, he said, cannot be obtained until access along the railroad corridor is granted. Coming up this weekend, a community public painting event will be happening in Falls Village Sunday at 9 a.m. That'll create a rainbow crosswalk at the intersection of Main and BB Hill Road. The Falls Village Equity Project said the crosswalk will commemorate Juneteenth and Pride Month and will serve as a welcome mat for all visitors to the town. The project was funded by a grant from the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development Office of the Arts. Chairman of the Dutchess County Legislature, Greg Pulver, A multi-generational Pine Plains farmer and longtime public health servant is considering stepping into the role now served by three-term Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. The popular Republican County Executive is stepping away from the county's top post to make a run for Congress with more than a year left in his term. Housatonic Water Works won't reimburse residents, but they will test the filtration system to remove problem mineral. The town asked the embattled private water company to reimburse residents for the cost of replacing discolored tap water. The water company said no. In response to a request by town officials, Housatonic Water Works Company says state regulators don't have a way to calculate customer refunds and bottled water as a restitution bounce for manganese-tinted water. There's also no reason, suggested the company's treasurer and co-owner James Mercer. Regulators, he said in a letter, deemed the water safe to drink. Meanwhile, there's a meeting being held tonight via Zoom at 6 p.m. The link for that meeting can be found on the town's website. A conversation between Brigadier General Peter Zwack, retired, and foreign correspondent Jim Brook, presented by the Stockbridge Library Museum and Archives in the basement room at the Stockbridge Library. That happens tonight from 6 till 7 p.m., talking about the war in Ukraine. Housatonic Water Works will not reimburse residents, but will test the filtration system to remove problem material. A meeting on that is being held tonight at 6 p.m. via Zoom. The link for that meeting can be found on the town's website. A community public painting event will be held on Sunday, June 18th at 9 a.m. in Falls Village. That'll create a rainbow crosswalk at the intersection of Main Street and BB Hill Road. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, featuring a tapas menu and nightly specials, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,668.53, the NASDAQ at 11,099.16, and the S&P 500 at 3,789.99. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.